I am retiring, but for health reasons. I've always said that I want my last words on this planet to be, we'll be right back, but that's not going to be that way. I'm ill. I'm quite ill, and I will level with you in that regard. I have terminal cancer, metastatic stage 4 esophageal cancer, to be exact. And it's gone from the base of my esophagus, where it connects to the stomach, to my liver and now to my lungs. How long do I have? Well, I got one answer from one doctor. I asked about 8 or 9 times. And I asked one doctor, what are the odds of me seeing the year 2023? And he said, 50-50. So who knows? 3 weeks, 3 months, longer. Nothing is written in granite that I'm going to pass away anytime soon. So we'll see, and I'll continue fighting on. So I appreciate all of you understanding that, and I thank you for being with us on this final show. A friend, a former backup host on this program, and a radio consultant. This is a guy who knows more about programming radio stations than just about anybody else I know besides, I guess, Mike McVeigh. Hi, Holland Cook.
I just found an old photo that I'm going to email to you. 20 years ago, 20 years ago, it's you and me eating lobsters on Block Island.
Yeah, back when you had that wonderful bed and breakfast, yeah.
I was an innkeeper for 8 summers there. Believe me, I got a sitcom in me. But while we're going down memory lane, 28 years ago, we made history because your show was among the first live via satellite audio ever heard on the airlines. And we put you on United Airlines Live. How cool.
That's right. Sky Radio. Wasn't that the name of it?
USA Today Sky Radio. You were there on the ground floor. And
yeah.
Anybody who's been listening for the last half hour or so may know the answer to this. But for those who just tuned in, what do the following people have in common? Jim Bohannon, me, Walter Cronkite, Arthur Godfrey, Sam Donaldson, Roger Mudd, Jamie McIntyre, Jamie Bragg, Joe Connolly, and Pam Coulter. What do those people have in common?
They all worked at WTOP Radio.
A proud alumni club. And people have always asked me, what is Jim Bohannon really like? And of course, they changed the subject. But I'll tell you, it was a real kick to guest host your show. I think I got to do it 4 times. You mentioned I'm a talk radio consultant, and I had already been coaching talk radio talent for about 15 years before I ever did a talk show. And it's like the old gag about those who can't do teach. And as Woody Allen said in Annie Hall, those who can't teach, teach Jim. So I had been doing talk radio coaching for about 15 years. And the first talk show I ever did was yours. Suddenly I'm on 400 stations. The phone's ringing off the hook. I said, this is a snap. But to this day, radio stations who have had it up to here with this angry shouting match that too much of talk radio has degenerated into, radio station owners and managers and program directors keep asking me, why can't there be a Jim Bohannon of the daytime?
I don't know. They've always kept me on at night. I guess it was the Larry King connection. What can I tell you, Holland?
I wish you the best. I'm sorry for the circumstances of your departure, but I sure am going to miss your voice, and I will always appreciate your friendship, pal.
Well, thank you. And that goes double for me, Holland. Holland Cook, great person, great friend, great broadcaster. And thank you very, very much. We'll be back with more on this final Jim Bohannon version of the Jim Bohannon Show in a moment. It's been wonderful, this outpouring of affection. I'm overwhelmed. I thank you so very, very much. You've truly honored me and humbled me, and I just can't thank all of you so very much for this wonderful blessing of a career I've had. Finally, a few thanks are due to those who've been so helpful to me over the years, and apologies to those I inadvertently omit. To my loving, lovely, and very patient wife, Annabelle, to my fine fill-in hosts, Rich Valdez, Dom Giordano, McGraw-Millhaven, Walter Sterling, John Trout, Holland Cook, and Rob Carson, to my agent, Elliot Ephraim, my accountants, David Ephraim and John Foy, and the Ephraim's father, Don, my first agent, to my former boss, Bart Tesler, and Dennis Green, who used to sign up radio stations for me. Thanks to my top boss, Westwood One President Suzanne Grimes, to my immediate boss, Westwood One Vice President of News and Talk Programming, Kevin Delaney, to Westwood One Senior Vice President of Affiliate Sales, Stuart Greenblatt, and his fine staff who sign up my affiliate radio stations, to Westwood One Senior Vice President of Sponsorship, Marketing, and Talent Relations, Teresa Gage, and her fine staff who provide our lifeblood commercial sponsorship. And thanks to producer Rita Rich, engineer Alex Hinton, producer and engineer Tom DeLack, and guest booker John Ramey. And so, once more, it is with pride and pleasure that I get to say, I'm Jim Bohannon, and this is Westwood One.